WHTO. That's WHTO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. Jeff here with you. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come out and talk a little bit about some of the items going on in Randolph County government and some of the different issues and items that we're dealing with. Friday, we had a board meeting, as we always do, our regularly scheduled board meeting, and we had a very good attendance at that board meeting. As we had a hearing related to a grant that we are to receive related to the care center, and there was quite a bit of discussion on it and the need for mental health facilities and those types of arrangements in Randolph County in the area, and discussions from the local hospitals as how they're not able to treat those types of services. And it's one that we've had before and had similar discussions, but it was good to have that and to hear again how they're progressing and what our local needs are as we're receiving some of these grants in order to do the necessary renovations to the care center. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. And as we move on forward just a little bit, it also other topics were related to proclamation for an individual who had helped us quite a bit here in Randolph County related to the CISA, which is now the Healthy Communities Alliance, also related to need for mental health services. Much of it sponsored by Comwell and other organizations in the area.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a break. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick.
All right.
And we will come back and talk with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here right after this. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and Commissioner, you had mentioned a hearing at the board meeting Friday.
Yes, we had a hearing related to a grant we are to receive related to the care center renovations. And at that hearing, we had the executives from the Chester Hospital, from the Sparta Hospital, from Comwell, from MedStar Ambulance, as well as other people who work with mental illness and those types of issues within Randolph County and the area. Mm-hmm. And the discussion was the need for the facility and how it would operate and those types of information. And of course, the discussion was all positive for the need. The hospitals reporting that they just simply cannot treat patients that have mental health or need mental health care issues. Some of the issues are very moderate. That's not a severe problem. They just simply don't know where to go or where to turn. You know, maybe some of their issues are related to divorce or separation or other types of problems that seem very normal in our society today. Others, of course, become much more deeper involved with people with who have much more severe and mental illnesses. And then, of course, there's the substance abuse issues that usually follow with mental illness, and they discuss the need for that. And depending on the age of the individual involved, MedStar was talking about transportation, and they may have to transport them sometimes since we cannot treat them at local hospitals per se, and they simply cannot stay in the emergency room per se and sit there. Then we have to transport them to the facilities where they can receive help. And oftentimes those facilities are going to be Springfield, Illinois, or a place up near Chicago. They had mentioned the town, but I'm not really familiar with it. Just say Northern Illinois, Springfield, and those areas. There really is not too many possibilities in the St. Louis area, because when you cross state lines, you deal with different types of funding related to these issues. And much of the time these individuals don't have, you know, aren't able to do private pay and that type of thing. There was quite a discussion on the need for this and how this is becoming a new area of medical care, along with physical care. Mental health care is moving in that direction, and the need for the facilities, since there's nothing around here. And that was what the grant was related to, and it was good to have that discussion. We've had similar ones before. Also involved there was the organization, they were known as SISA, Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance, which rebranded and renamed themselves to Community Health, okay? And their director for the last year was there. I'll think of her name in a minute. I apologize. And we had a proclamation for her for the work she had done for the last year, and that was very important as well. And Mrs. Barkman was her name, and we're very appreciative of what the help she was able to give that organization over the last year. And all of this, of course, is as we are beginning to do the necessary, beginning to do the work for the necessary improvements and changes to the Randolph County Care Center, which you've probably heard me discuss, which became available first part of December, and now we're getting into that type of work. We've also been meeting, not at this board meeting, but through other applications, we've been meeting with the architects as they are laying out some of the designs. Really, they are the experts in what has to be done and how this has to be scheduled, but they give us the concepts as how we're moving towards those types of things, and they give us the possibilities for it and what we're going to need to do. Hopefully, we'll begin to do the parking lot and the rear entrance areas probably in the next couple of months. Work will actually begin out there. That's some of the early stuff. We'll have to look at how we will rearrange the residence as they set up to make the necessary changes. It'll be very nice in the way they'll plumb and add suites to bathroom suites to the different rooms and the different improvements they'll make. We've also met and discussed with the people who will be providing the HVAC, the heating and cooling systems, and some of the new technologies that's available there. Some of the new grants that are available there for this new technology, which is, of course, now, obviously, everything is about energy savings and how we will reduce the energy usage of the facility and provide better overall ventilation than we are able to do right now. Involved in that, the technology on that stuff has changed so much in the last 20 years, as well as the temporary services you have to put in while you're doing the transitioning from one area to the next. So overall, it'll be probably a minimum of a two-year project, and we're just now in laying out the design phases and how they're going to move through it and to make these changes. So I'm very happy, very excited for this to take place. I believe this is going to be, of course, it's going to be wonderful for the residents who are there, for their family members. You'll have a newly updated facility, you know, with better bathrooms and those types of things throughout it, you know, better for all the residents involved, as well as we'll be able to repurpose a good portion of the building, which has basically been vacant for a number of years, and bring it in so we can get new uses for it and provide better overall health care services for our county and also for the area around. We may very well be able to attract other individuals from other counties in the nearby, you know, from southern, northern, northeastern, western Jackson County, you know, from the western areas of Perry County, from Washington County, which really is only 10-12 miles from Sparta. I mean, we're not talking a long ways off here. To bring some of those individuals in and provide services for them, which we have not been able to do in the past. So it's very exciting to see these things coming together. Dr. Kena on the Randolph County Board has done a tremendous amount of work on this, and I'm very happy for how it's all coming together.
So yeah, that's a project that's been in the works for a while. And
well, it's been under discussion, as I mentioned to the press during the board meeting, and I thanked him for the work on it. And I said, as we began these discussions 2.5 years ago, and now we're actually getting to the point where we're starting to put together the positive designs. And so you have to have the designs so you can go out for bid to get the numbers on them, and it's all starting to come together. And there's a good possibility we're already about 60% grant funded on it. And I think we could probably reach 80% plus in grant funding, leaving very little debt on the facility for the new operations as they take over. Because once it's all complete, it won't technically be owned by Randolph County anymore. It'll be owned by a 501c3 with its own community board members. Which is what it needs to do in order to move forward into the future operations. So all of these things are coming together well. We're receiving the necessary advice from the attorneys involved in it as to what to do and how to do it. And we want to follow that advice because it's the best you can, best ways you can improve at this point.
Right. It's just one step at a time is what.
One step at a time. That is exactly right. And it's nice to see it moving forward very well.
All right. Well, it looks like we are up to time. We can go ahead and take another break here.
All right.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Commissioner Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Again, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we were talking about the care center.
Yes, it was talking about the care center and the meeting that we had Friday, April the 14th. And I'd apologize for not remembering the individual we honored for her work with the Community Health Alliance was Mariah Barkman. And it just had slipped my mind when I was trying to speak. But I did want to make sure that I mentioned her name because we're very happy with the work she had, has been able to do. Mm-hmm. On some other topics, I'll mention a little bit about County Road 18. Yeah. That's something here close to Sparta. It is slated to be resurfaced from Route 4, where it joins Route 4 north of Sparta, straight westward through what we call the S-curve out there, on up to the Cemetery Road. It'll go basically through the S-curve, and that will be resurfaced. The contracts have been let. It's scheduled to begin, weather permitting, and when the contractor's ready. I anticipate it'll probably begin sometime in May. It should not be an extremely long project. It's about a 4.5 mile stretch. They do those resurfacing jobs fairly quickly nowadays. Mm-hmm. It should probably last maybe 6 weeks and should be completed before the grand begins in early August, as it typically does. And that'll be nice to see that accomplished. It's been on our wish list for many years. And of course, each year you present your wish list and discuss it with the Illinois Department of Transportation to see what you can get motor fuel tax funds allotted for, and we were able to get that in this time around. So that's nice that project will be taken care of.
Right. I imagine a lot of the people that will come in for the grant and stuff will appreciate that as well.
Oh, they will appreciate it. I will appreciate it when I drive through that area as well. Also on Route 3, south of Evansville, north of Ellis Grove, there is what's known as the Nine Mile Creek there, and the bridge over that. That tends to flood when the Mississippi River's high. It has gone over Route 3 in the past. Now, this is not a county job, but this is a Illinois Department of Transportation job. But they are going to replace that bridge and raise the road there just a little bit and move it to the side. Move it to the northeastern side and raise the whole area and replace the bridge. That project will probably take a couple of years, and that should be beginning later on in late spring, early summer, depending on weather and how their engineering and contracts go. But that one is out there. It is slated to happen.
Yeah, I imagine there'll be detours and all that.
Well, the way they have it laid out, hopefully there won't be that many detours around it. They'll be able to keep traffic rolling through there fairly well. There'll be a lot of dirt that has to be moved. And of course, the dirt moving aspect of it always takes quite a bit of time.
Right.
Before you can begin the surfacing part of it. They have to move and settle the dirt into place.
That's one thing I've noticed, though, with road work these days compared to what it was, a few years back. what used to require closing a road down completely and making detours, now they can do while still keeping the road open.
They have much better workarounds, much better equipment, much better technology on it. And of course, we have the Chester Bridge coming up. Mm-hmm. The contracts were let for that in latter March. They have named the company that will be responsible for the building of it. That project is no doubt underway at this point. We should see them beginning the work out there. You should actually see equipment on the jobs out there later this spring, early summer as well, because they have a slated completion date of December 31st of 26, with actually having it open a little before that. Now, December 1st, 26 is only 2.5 years away, so mm-hmm. that's not a long time when you're talking about a bridge of this magnitude. And there'll be some dirt moving for that one as well, both on the Illinois side and the Missouri side. So anticipate seeing that beginning very soon. One of the big projects will be that main tower that they have to build out there. It's in the river west of where the current tower is at, to the Missouri side. Mm-hmm. So they'll actually have a wider navigation span under the bridge than you do right now. If you ever look at the old Chester Bridge, there's basically one large tower that supports the center of the bridge right out there, pretty much almost in the middle of the river. That one will be taken out, and the new bridge's center tower will actually be further towards the Missouri side. And that'll be the one that's in the river, and that's always the one that's the most difficult to build.
This would be an interesting project just to kind of watch that being put in there.
Oh, yes, it will. It will be that type of work always interests me anyway, and I enjoy watching how they do it and how they put it together, and the best work are the engineers in the process of doing it. Mm-hmm. This bridge will actually have three towers. It's going to look similar if you think of the Cape Girardeau Bridge. It's a common one. Or the Stan Musial Bridge is another one that's has a similar type of design, where you have the large towers and the cables. Cape Girardeau has a two-tower bridge. This one will actually be three, as they'll extend the bridge on over the Horse Island Chute, if you're familiar with that area back in there, pretty much back, and then bring the road over the top of the levee that's on the Missouri side there, where if you remember right now, the old bridge, the road, the approach on the Missouri side actually goes through the levee. So when the river comes up, you have to close the bridge. Mm-hmm. Because of high water, you won't have that anymore on the new bridge, as it'll pass over the top of it and be built above it. And they'll actually use three towers, one on the Illinois side, one on the far Missouri side, and one in the river, but closer to the Missouri side than the current one is. And it'll set just upstream, which is kind of northwest, if you're thinking of where it's at. It'll set just upstream of the existing bridge. It'll come right in almost next to it on the Illinois side. It'll be very close, but on the Missouri side, it'll be just a little farther away of the existing one. It'll have more of an S-curve swing there to it to bring it back into the existing road, Missouri 51.
So now, like those two service stations across the bridge, you'll have to kind of maybe come back to them once
It will come back. They may have to adjust those in some way. I don't have enough details to know exactly how it'll go through there, but yes, that's a possibility as it comes through there. They may have to do something, particularly to the one that's on the northwest side of the road. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one that is name wise, but we'll see how it fits out as they get the final details on the engineering as to how they'll lead it through there. But just the overall structure of the bridge is, it's going to be very interesting to see it go up. It's the way they build them now, it has much less maintenance on that type of bridge, and that's important than you do on, for example, the existing bridge, where you have all that structural steel supporting that has to be maintained and painted and cleaned. It takes, you know, quite a bit of effort. Having these concrete towers and the cable supports, you have very low maintenance. There's no painting requirements or those types of things. So they just hold up and work much better and provide an overall lower cost than the older models, such as this one. So it's nice to see this going into place. This Chester Bridge is very important for our local economy. not only Randolph County, but Perry County on the Missouri side. Many, many people cross that bridge every day, both those in Missouri, live in Missouri and work in Chester, or in those that live in the Chester and Illinois area that work in Missouri, down in some of those facilities as well. So it's very important to our economy, and it's nice to see that going into place.
All right. Well, we will look forward to the beginning of the bridge project down there. We'll kind of watch that as it goes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I always enjoy the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the things that are taking place in Randolph County and around, and I always enjoy the opportunity to come in here every couple of weeks and try to update everybody on some of the things that are taking place in Randolph County.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking to you again next time.
Okay. Thank you.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.